Oui.
What did you, what do you call that thing that, with one wheel and handles you can push?
Yes, a wheelbar, yes, sir.
Did you have that when you were pretty young?
Well, yes, sir, and when we had done that, we got out there in the woods and cut us a tree down, sawed us a wheel off, you know, bored a hole through it and got us iron stuck through that wheel. Oh man, that thing worked good. Yes, sir. Got us two sticks and placed it, binds something else. Got us two sticks and, you know, bowed a hole in them and put them in that rod, you know, and made us a wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When you, when somebody would start to build something and he really didn't, he wasn't very good at it, what kind of carpenter would you call him?
Well, they'd call it sort of a jackleg carpenter.
I see, and that meant that he wasn't a real
carpenter. No, sir, that's right, that's right. No, he wasn't a good carpenter, that's right. That's what you call
it. Did you ever hear that applied to a preacher?
Yes, sir, right. And I sort of believe we got some of them.
And that means that he's not...
Not what he ought to be, you know, of course. He's.
It's not quite clear to me what you mean. He's not a... He's not a good man, or
no, he's just not a good man. That's right. That's right.
Or
that's
he's
right.
Not educated, or
well,
what,
it could not be the education, and you know, because all of them don't have it. You know, it is good men. Of course, he just he's not a good man.
I see.
That's right. And he's just there going through the job
because he likes.
Yes, sir.
Likes to show off.
Yeah. Right. 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 Right.
I see.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I see.
Yes, sir.
And the things that you put in revolver. Did you have a certain name? Not shells or bullets, but put in guns.
Not cartridges. You mean
I think that's probably
cartridges.
And you call them cartridges.
That's what we call them, cartridges. You know, put in that revolver. That's cartridges. Of course, you put in a shotgun, we call them shells, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I meant to ask you, when you were talking about shaving, did you have anything to get your hair out of your eyes?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. That's right. You didn't.
Did you make anything later on, or how did you?
Well,
how would women, for example, a man would get his hair cut real short, but what would a woman do?
Well, I tell you, sometimes some few of them had a comb. And I tell you, man, sometimes some would have a comb, sometimes some wouldn't. Sometimes they'd buy a comb so long, they'd break it in two and donate it to their neighbors or something like that. Yes. Right. Now, man, it looks so pitiful in places, but I don't know. Yes, that's what they would do back there in them times, you know. And then sometimes it just wouldn't happen. I'm going to tell you what, man, it may seem funny and bad, but too, you know, sometimes the husband would have a cur comb, the cur the horses with. Probably you've seen them. Cur comb, mm-hmm. The cur horses with. And that's what a lot of the people would use. Them cur comb, you know, they got little teeth on them, you know, and that's what they would brush the hair with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, comb the hair with. Of course, you take some of the women, you know, they just have to do the best they could, comb it which way they could, you know, with that cur comb.
Well, people really had to do for themselves.
Oh, man, right, yes,
really,
sir. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you also about the different kinds of fences that you had. Do you remember the fences made?
Yes, sir. Them old rail fences, stacked rail fences. Yes.
Ever hear anybody call them worm fences?
Well, mostly. Well, I tell you what, that's what they went to call them. You know, them worm fences. Of course, you know.